Yeah. You've done that deep sea shit. You ate a shark's heart.
Yeah, but I've been drinking for 2 days.
Did you pull the shark out? Did you you locked him on the line and everything?
Somebody locked him on the line and gave it to me because I'd been looking to catch a shark for 2 days, and they were
and drinking.
Yeah, and snorting fucking painkillers and. Oh. Man, somebody jumped off the top of the boat onto a massive fish in the ocean. Like it was a massive naked. Naked. That's how high people were. Like, I was standing. So I was like, look at this. And it was like, it's this big, I don't even know what it was, like a blowfish of some. There's no fucking way I would touch this fish. It was massive. Big groper looking thing. And everyone's like, look, there's the side of the boat. And I come out and I'm looking out the window and I'm like, fucking look at that. And then I hear, woohoo! And I just see a dick fly over the top of my head. And this dude naked just fucking jumps on the back of this fish. And fucking comes up, and he's got some big cut on the side of his ribs, and his dick's fucking hanging off the side of him or whatever. Like, whoa, bro, thing fucking attacked me, dude. And I was like, oh. I'm like, man, that was pretty legendary that you did that. And that was where I got the phrase time release, because we were snorting
time release painkillers,
and he was snorting a shitload of them, and I was like, you gotta watch it, man, you don't want to snort too many of those. And he's like, dude, it's mellow, they're time release. And I just never forgot that.
Eventually he was naked and jumping
he
off
was
a
saying
boat
they were
fish.
Time release, but he was snorting them
when they're not time release anymore.
And they're not time release anymore, they just snort them up your nose. But the sincerity of the, it's mellow, dude. It's their time release. And me going, oh. You know what I mean? And then maybe an hour later, I was like, wait a minute. If you snort them, does that mean that they work straight away, or does he really get to savor them for the entire day? And then next thing you know, I'm reeling in a shark. Because everyone's like, it's a shark, and they give it to me. So I've got that fucking thing on. I got to get the belt on, and I'm winding the shit on, and cameras are around, and fucking Danny Way was there trying to help me. And then I finally started to see this thing. It was a big fucking shark, man.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they pulled the shark in, the other fishermen, because we had a big boat, fishermen dudes grabbed it, because apparently they have to, I remember they cut the back of his head, severed his spine straight away. And I was like, oh, man.
Really, it was cool for you guys to be on a boat for 2 days, like doing mass quantities of drugs, or were you like keeping that on the DL?
No, I think the only reason that's the only reason that it didn't freak me out, because we were so shit-faced. We had tons of stuff. There's no fucking way, especially back then. I was so skate that to be on a boat, dirty, for one thing, like after a day, I'm dirty. Mm. The only way to not know you're dirty is to be drunk, for me. I mean, right. If you dirty my pants, I got to go home and change my pants. But if I'm drunk, then you can just rub some pizza on it and blend it in. But that's, you know what I mean? So that's how, well, I just stayed away. I did pass out. I think I passed out on like a kitchen table or whatever a second. And somebody was fucking with me, trying to set my beard on fire or something. And woke up, fucking motherfuckers. Cracked a beer. And then next thing you know, I'm fishing again. I remember catching a shitload of fish, too. We were just pulling fish in all over the place. But the shark was the big deal to get it in there. And then the heart was just given to me. I wasn't doing anything. I was talking about how awesome I am for catching a shark. I'm a fucking shark assassin, blah, blah, blah. And then someone was like, oh, that's a shark heart. And it was a fucking heart that was beating.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, that's crazy. It's a beating heart. And then,
how big a bite did you, like an apple bite?
Well, no, it wasn't. It was only big as these heart was about as big as a plum. So it was like a plum bite.
Plum bite.
Oh, yeah. Where did the impulse come from?
Your mic's not on.
Sorry. Where did the impulse to, like,
oh,
bite it
Satan.
Come from?
Drugs.
No, Satan.
I just want to know how you go from, like,
huh?
Holding it in your hand.
No,
it's beating.
Oh, look, there's, like, I don't know how many there is, because I don't stop long enough to fucking say hello to all of them, but there's a bunch of people inside. And sometimes, I don't know who he is, but he thinks it's real funny to do stupid evil shit. So that's who decided to do that.
Is that always the man with no name?
He's always been there, too. It's not like it's gone now. I'm completely sober now, so things have changed. He's in there all the time with all kinds of great ideas. I think I'm doing one of them right now. Sometimes you get a, you know, but most of the time, the big boss gets the final say, and that's the one that runs the fucking ship these days. And we're doing great.
Good.
I have total confidence in my skipper keeping Satan and all the other...
Keeping the inmates at bay.
Keeping them all at bay. Because when they come up with really bad ideas, usually 9 times out of 10, they get fucking intercepted.
Hmm.
But it's a constant battle. But yeah, that was him. All the time. You know, smashing shit over my head and quick impersonation, Mel Meninga. All those were whoever that guy is. I don't know. I don't have a name for him. Or, you know what I mean? It's not like my alter ego. But there is a guy there that's like, yeah. And then right after it, because that's when I know it's not me. You know what I mean? I'm right after it. I'm like, fuck, man. Really? Like, if I had 2 more seconds to think about that, there's no way I would have done that. But sometimes it's pretty cool. Sometimes jumping off stuff. Sometimes I've done some things that people are like, that would be awesome. And then I've just done it. And that was like the coolest thing that ever happened up to that point in my life.